Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, today in the House of Representatives will be a showdown among Democrats to decide who will be the leader of the Democrats in the House. In one corner, you got Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi. In the other, you got a guy named Tim Ryan, 7-term congressman from Ohio. And it's going to be a secret ballot. How is it all going to turn out? Join us on the line to help us understand this, handicap this race, is Eleanor Clifford from the Daily Beast. Hello, Eleanor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank
you. Good to have you on. Okay, so, I mean, I guess if you're the smart money and you realize, you know, Nancy Pelosi understands, you know, politics and ward-level politics and taking care of the people in the House in the past, that the smart money is probably on her. But this Tim Ryan is making a go of it, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think the results of the presidential election has sobered everybody in terms of following what the smart money says. But I don't think Democrats blame Nancy Pelosi for what went wrong in the election. She's very popular. She's the best vote counter that anybody can remember in memory. She knows every member of her caucus, and she's a phenomenal fundraiser for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I would be really surprised if Tim Ryan won. I guess it's not impossible, but he says he's running against the identity politics that the Democrats have played. But he's putting himself forward as sort of a different kind of identity,
Yes, it all that is true, but I mean, isn't it also true that Democrats are sort of at a low point as far as control of the House and their membership of the House and Senate than they've been in recent memory?
Well, not only the House. I think they're out of power just about everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Basically, the only thing they could fight about is the head of the Democratic National Committee.
That's failure, though.
Yeah.
And if you are failing, then why don't you change your team?
I think, maybe she could bring, I think he is part of the leadership, actually. But I think members don't look to him and necessarily see him presenting a robust alternative. And he's been there for 7 terms and, he's mostly identified with pushing sort of meditation and mindfulness, which I'm all for. But his actions don't necessarily, back up his words about how he's got this alternative vision.
Well,
I think she'd be wise and is listening to him, and I think maybe he will get a bigger role in the leadership as a result of this, as opposed to being ostracized.
Here's what Congressman Ryan said. By the way, from Ohio, Democrat
Youngstown,
from Ohio,
Youngstown, yeah,
Youngstown, Ohio. Here's what he had to say this weekend.
I think even our members from the coastal areas recognize that we are not a national party right now. We can't claim to be.
He's specifically saying that this has to do with the coast, the East Coast. In the West Coast, where most of the leadership comes from right now. And he does kind of have a point there, doesn't he, when you look at the map and where the votes are coming from for the Democrats?
But the party needs to rebuild in those critical Midwestern states. I think that everything you say is true, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to win the leadership race.
Oh, no, but why?
Pelosi does have a lot of loyalty there.
Oh, sure, I get that. I guess I'm just asking, as a Democrat, is that necessarily a good thing for the party? In fact, Dana Milbank has said that for Democrats to recover, Nancy Pelosi and the whole team has to go. And forget about the region. What about the generational problem here? You think about the most prominent Democrats, setting aside President Barack Obama, in the last year that we've seen in the media, it's Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden. I mean, I don't mean to be ageist here, Eleanor Clift, but that is a generational issue, isn't it?
You don't mean to be, but you just were. young people love Bernie Sanders and they love Elizabeth Warren. I don't think there's any, whole-scale effort to remove all these leaders. The Democrats need to rebuild their bench. That's very clear. But if we're talking about the leadership race in the House, I just... you know, I think all of the issues you bring up and that Tim Ryan brings up are true. He is actually in the seat that Jim Traficant once held, who was a very colorful fellow. Right. So, I mean, I think he's brought a lot of issues to light. Whether that's going to get him the leadership post is probably unlikely.
All right. So, but let's talk about another local politician in the leadership. And it has been said, and I think it may be right, that if Steny Hoyer were running against Nancy Pelosi, Hoyer would probably win.
As I recall, I think he ran against her once before, and he didn't win. I don't necessarily see that either.
You don't.
Because,
yeah.
I like Steny. He's been around a long time as well. He wouldn't represent significant change. He's always been identified more as a centrist, and Pelosi more as a progressive, and I think Democrats want more progressives. So I don't see Steny Hoyer as the answer to anything.
I'm interested, Eleanor Clift. You listen, you know the inner workings of the Democratic Party and the leadership in the House better than I do. You've said of Steny Hoyer, he doesn't represent meaningful change, and you've said of Congressman Ryan, he doesn't represent meaningful change. Who do you think would represent meaningful change for the Democrats right now if the Democrats were looking for change?
Meaningful change in the House.
Yeah.
I don't see that changing the minority leader would send any great signals anywhere. I do think that the selection of the Democratic Party head at a time when the Democrats are so out of power, that's a significant choice. And I think, you know, Democrats have to continue to rally the new American electorate, which didn't turn out in quite the numbers Hillary Clinton needed in this election, but those voters are here and they're growing, and so that's important.
So you're talking
about
DNC chair?
And I think the party also has to go back to its roots, and the working class people of both colors, all colors, races, were once the core of the Democratic Party, and they're now identifying more with the Republican Party. I think they're going to be disappointed in the Republicans, and so the Democrats need to be ready to woo them back. I have a piece that was posted on the Daily Beast yesterday, interview with Stan Greenberg, who did the original work on the Macomb County and the Reagan Democrats, and basically that steered the party towards where it had to be to get Bill Clinton elected. And so they got to go back to some of those ideas. And it's a lot of it is the economy, and it's not cultural issues.
If I may really quickly, because my question was who in the Democratic Party would represent meaningful change, and all you told me was changing Nancy Pelosi, changing the minority leader wouldn't bring change. So I'm asking for an individual. Who's on your radar right now?
Well, I think Chris Saliza did a nice rundown of the Cory Booker and people in the Senate, Gillibrand in New York. I mean, there are a lot.
But in the House, I guess my point is, there's no new blood in the House, is there?
Oh, I think there's a lot of new blood in the House. They're mostly in the Black Caucus, in the Hispanic Caucus, and the Progressive Caucus, and that's the heart of the Democratic Party.
Okay, so can you name one person who would actually make meaningful change for the Democrats in the House?
I think they're running for there are two women of color who are going to be in the election today. One is from California. I'm trying to think of her name. She's been there a while. You know, I'm not going to name any particular individual.
Okay.
I don't think any of them whoever ends up is not going to be the flagship name for the Democrats.
No, nope, it's going to keep being Nancy Pelosi. You betcha. Why change?
I'm a fan of Nancy Pelosi.
I get it. No need to change. And as far as we're concerned, I think it was Paul Ryan who said one of the Republican caucus is really polling for Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, I'll take all the Nancy Pelosi I can get.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.